From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, well, let me start the show by saying if you want to join in the conversation, first half of the show, we'll make that available. We'll be visiting with Kevin Miller and Taylor Branas from Man Up, and you want to, you know, maybe testify about what a great experience it's been for you in some of the times that Man Up has gotten together in the past. We'll leave those phone lines open. I say that because the first couple of people who participate today, either via text at 585-LIVE, that's 585-5483, or you can call the studio at 338-5790. We'll have a couple of tickets for you for Under His Construction's 9th annual fundraiser. It's going to be at New Beginnings Church on August 5th with comedian Ken Kington. So we'll leave that available to you if you want to be a part of that. And before we jump into details about Man Up and get you more information, I do want to remind you the featured ministry all through the month of July on KLYT is starting over on the inside. Realize this, 25% of the U.S. population knows someone who's been arrested and or incarcerated. And the recidivism rate in Colorado and in New Mexico at more than 50%, that's higher than the U.S. average of 44%. So the goal, much more important than reducing the recidivism rate in Colorado, is the goal of the ministry is to transform hearts with the love of Jesus Christ and lower the recidivism rate. But life skills are taught, including housing, employment, transportation, and more. And the mission of the ministry is to equip these prisoners with the needed character qualities and life skills for their successful return to society. This past Monday, Jim Williams spent time with Mark Skalberg, the founder and director of the ministry of Starting Over on the Inside, on ABQ Connect. You'll find that at abqconnect.online. And then if you want to find out more, another way to do that is go to klyt.fm. On the homepage, you'll see the banner for Starting Over on the Inside. Just click that. You'll find information, including a podcast with the Colorado Director of Prisons, who, by the way, has made this workshop available in all of the facilities in Colorado. It's available on-site or via video. But on their site, you'll find testimonials and an opportunity to support them financially, whether it's a one-time gift or recurring giving. Starting Over on the Inside. Listen for more information throughout the month of July. All right, enough of me. Let's welcome our guests to the studio. Kevin Miller's here, as well as Taylor Branas, a couple of pastors from Calvary Church. And as we talk about Man Up, right up front, I want to make sure it's clear, although I introduced you as Calvary pastors, this event is statewide?
Sure.
Nationwide?
Worldwide.
Are people flying in?
I believe so. Okay. Yeah, we're picking up a few people at the airport.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point.
Right? Yeah, I know.
They're universal.
at any rate, gentlemen, and I'll let you fight over who answers this. For those unfamiliar with Man Up, maybe go back to, you know, the vision, you know, what inspired the birth of this ministry.
Yeah, sure. And going back to that we were joking earlier, but it really is for anybody.
Yeah.
So kind of the way we bill it is high school and up. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for men to gather together and hear God's word and worship together and get some time to connect. And what's so fun about it, too, is that we always have some different ways for us to connect with each other.
Yeah, food.
At these rallies. Food is a big one.
Yeah.
Guys getting off work, and you can come as early as 5:30 for free food. But we always have, you know, footballs and cornhole. And tonight, I won't give you too much about what we're going to be doing, but it's going to be a lot of fun, some competition. And, you know, that's a way that guys connect. We don't typically just like to sit around and talk, but we got to be doing something. So there's lots of fun stuff to do.
I found out a new rule for cornhole.
Oh,
are you
drop
guys,
it on us.
Are you guys aficionados?
Well, we're about to be when you school us.
Well, I don't know if it's true. That's kind of what I wanted to ask. So I was playing cornhole recently as a 4th of July celebration with a family member. And it was funny, kind of funny, because they would throw and then they'd kind of like turn and come back while I did my throw. First throw, you know, you have four bags, right? Mm-hmm. First throw in the hole, okay? And half of the ones of the four, they didn't even see because they were walking back. I got all four in the hole.
Wow. Sure you did, Steve.
Ask,
no, I believe you. I'm kidding.
I have witness because I was looking at another family member that was like, oh, that's Stu. And I was told if you get four in a row, you win the game.
I think, sure. I think the answer is yes.
Let me call the International Olympic Cornhole Committee. Oh, up. Yep, yeah. They said
yep,
it's good.
That's correct.
Yeah, so I will pwn you cornhole.
That's awesome. So there is cornhole tonight. The big question, the vision, where did this come from? The idea of man up is that men, you know, Taylor, you and I have talked a lot about this, but if our culture was ever having an identity crisis, it's right now.
Wow.
And so what we need to understand as men, as Christian men, is what defines a man, what does not define a man, and biblically speaking, how do we live that out? Because when men step into the role that God has called them to be, then everybody gets better. Our homes get better, our marriages, our relationships, our schools, our city, our church, all of it gets better when men lead the way that God has called them to lead.
Amen.
Yes.
And as you say that, I'm just thinking of Mr. Netherlands. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Enough said.
Yes. Who won the women's beauty pageant, but...
yeah. Okay.
I'll bet we'll get some phone calls about that one.
Hey, you know what? The phone lines...
Let's go.
338-5790.
I got some thoughts. Or, bring them.
Yeah. Or you can text 585-LIVE. And we still have those tickets to see the comedian on August 5th celebrating under his construction. You guys familiar with that ministry?
Just from what you said earlier.
Yeah, no. They reach out to at-risk men and women. Mm-hmm. They have a program they go through. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
good
great.
Stuff. But Man Up, very cool, happening actually, it's every other month now, mm-hmm. We know it's tonight, we mentioned, every other month, so do we have dates yet?
Oh, yeah, September 8th, okay. November 3rd, those are our last two of the year, our rallies. 8th.
Is that right after Labor Day or just before Labor
right
Day?
Right after Labor Day.
Right after.
Okay. Yep.
And part of the reason we like to space them out, because a lot of times we'll get questions like, hey, we should do this more often. Let's do this once a month. The reason that we space them out the way that we do, yes, we love getting everybody together, but there's always that danger that getting everybody together becomes men's ministry. And really from day one, we've made it clear, we always will make it clear that our vision for Man Up is that this isn't actually men's ministry. We view these rallies as... excited as we are for them, as stoked as we are, these are just the gateway into
right.
men's ministry. The
right.
real men's ministry is something that's going to happen around a coffee table, at your dinner table. That is the real men's ministry that we're hoping to inspire. This is just the gateway into that.
Yeah, and obviously we're totally open to organically seeing ministry happen at these events.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, really looking forward to that. Look, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear more about tonight and about Man Up in general. We'll get to it right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, we are in studio with the pastors who oversee the Man Up ministry at Calvary Church on Osuna. And as we mentioned on the first segment of the show, do not let that it maybe isn't the church that you attend keep you from coming. Gentlemen, this is a ministry designed for the men of the city or metro area or state, or like we said, you could fly in from Saudi Arabia if you want to. It is tonight, and you know, we say it starts at 6:30. It starts much earlier than that, as early as 5:30. Come on out. There'll be all kinds of activities. If nothing else, just to hang out with some of the guys. You know, you walk by a church. Hey, how's it going? Hey, we need to get, you know, take some time to actually have a conversation. And maybe, like you guys already mentioned, you know, the ministry will happen tonight.
Right.
What a great opportunity before and after, during the fellowship, for guys to come together to plan some ministries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, coming from the Calvary culture, whether it was Chuck Smith or Pastor Skip, you know, how many times have you heard, you know, where someone will go up to the pastor and say, you know what ministry would be really cool? Hmm. And then the pastor says,
yeah, go do it.
Yeah. We would love to see that happen.
Make it happen, Captain.
Yeah, love that. That's a new one for me. Man, learning something every day.
Look at that.
Yeah. So tonight, as we said, 5:30, you know, the grill will be going. There'll be food. There'll be guys to hang out with and talk with. The cornhole or whatever games or the frisbee golf's out there if you want to do that a little bit before it gets dark. Once we get inside in the nice air-conditioned hub, worship time will happen. And actually off the air, we were talking about some of the things that we've really appreciated so far about Man Up. Taylor, you brought up something that really kind of struck you, I'm guessing, at the first Man Up.
Yeah, absolutely. And it struck me. It really hit me that first Man Up, and it's been cool just to see it at every rally. This is our fifth rally, which I can't believe. But I've been raised in church pretty much all my life. I've been in a lot of church environments. That's kind of my bread and butter. I had never experienced anything in my ministry or church life that was like the experience of sitting in a room with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men belting it out at the top of their voices, singing praises to Jesus. I have never had anything like that. That is, for me, that is my favorite thing that I look forward to every rally, is just sitting in a room, and that doesn't seem like much, but just if you have never experienced that, you need to add that to your like worship roster of things that you've been a part of. Singing to our King with just a bunch of other dudes, and there's a lot of them, and it's loud, and we like it that way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is, and I'll testify. It's loud. And
we will have earplugs tonight.
No, I'm good.
Just
I'm
so
good.
That we're clear.
I've worn headphones for decades. My ears are already done. but also off air, Kevin, you mentioned a short testimonial about, you know, and again, we do hope that Man Up will actually see ministry born that happens outside of the rallies, but the rallies are impacting men.
Yeah, totally. There's a guy who I've seen in a couple different places, I think here at church, but then also a couple weeks ago at Freedom Celebration at Bloom Fiesta Park, and he ran up to me and he shook my hand and he said, Pastor Kevin, you're the guy who changed my marriage. And I was like, well, I don't, that seems a little steep, but what do you mean? And he was like, the last Man Up rally, you had that guest speaker, Joshua Broom, and he talked about, you know, all of these identity issues and how he grew up, and just being willing to talk about the hard topics kind of brought it out of this guy, and he was able to confess sin and have some really great conversation with guys, and he said, it's changed my marriage, which is exactly the heart behind, it's the vision behind Man Up, is that we would help men be the biblical, godly men that God has called us to be. And then, you know, like we were talking about earlier, that changes all of the relationships that we have influence in.
Yeah. And I'm going to guess that maybe the whole idea of wanting to see ministry born out of these rallies may be what sets Man Up apart from maybe a lot of other men's ministries. Is there anything else about Man Up that, because I want to kind of speak to that guy who's listening. He's like, I've been to men's ministry.
Sure.
You know.
Well, here's one, and I think we work really hard at trying to make, and I'm not saying other men's ministries don't do this, so this is not a competition thing, but we work really hard at trying to make sure that Man Up is very multi-generational.
Uh-huh.
And what I mean by that is What we've found is the older demographic of men understand their need for a men's ministry, and we don't have to work real hard to sell them on it. What we're working really hard to do is get the 25 and 30-year-olds who think men's ministry is for their dads, when it is for their dads, but it's also for them.
Yeah, right.
And so we're working really hard to just help guys understand this isn't just a bunch of, which is a lot of, so much of the reason that we hold these every other month on a Friday night instead of 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning when all of the 25-year-olds are still sleeping, you know, or have to go to work or whatever it is. Because the thought is, you know, the older generation is totally good with the 7 a.m. on a Saturday,
yeah,
which is fine if our key demographic is 55-year-old men. We love the 55-year-olds, but we're also after the 25-year-olds. Yeah. And so Friday nights works great right after work. Come eat free food, worship, hear God's word, connect with some other guys. It's been a really great format.
And you're also after the guys at bar mitzvah age.
Sure. Yep. Right? High school and up.
Yeah. So if
I hadn't thought about it that way, but yes, we should start promoing the
we should.
Bar mitzvah age and up.
As long are as you I, bar mitzvah able?
As long as,
is that
as long
a term?
As you put an asterisk yes, and is, I, no. I need credit somewhere.
Yes. Okay. Steve Ryman said this.
You knew what I meant.
You know what? I would prefer for you to have that credit anyway. So it's
Steve
fine.
Ryman, cornhole champion.
That's right.
Unseen cornhole champion.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Steve Ryman, no, coiner of the term.
I was seen.
Bar mitzvah.
I was seen. And I will bring a witness that will testify.
All right.
But
video or it didn't happen.
Yeah, video. That's right. That's kind of like when you, I left my keys and you go back out to your car and I go, that's okay, you're getting steps unless you didn't bring your phone.
Oh, true.
Right?
And yeah, unless your watch says it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Kevin Miller and Taylor Braunas with Man Up at Calvary Church, which, by the way, go to calvarynm.church/manup. And I had asked about those other dates, and there they are right in front of me. The next rally after tonight, September 8th, and then in November, it's already planned for November 3rd. And on the website, it says you can get connected with a men's group.
Yeah.
Is this all over the metro area in different times and different...
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we don't want to just say, oh, this is the gateway to men's ministry and not actually open the door.
Right.
So this is one thing that we really believe in is we want to make it accessible and easy. Again, we're all guys. Don't give me a list of things to do. I'm going to forget most of it.
Yeah.
We want to make it super easy rather than be like, oh, go to this other place and find a group. We have 20 men's groups that are meeting throughout the city at different times, different locations. I'll just be very honest. There is no excuse for you not to find one that meets your schedule, and we want you there.
Right. Including something we kind of already mentioned. I'm looking at it. You know, if you look at the map and you go, oh, well, there's not one. You know, say you're looking at it and you live in this area, but there's not one. There could be.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe, get one started.
There you go.
And the thing about that is we've had a number of guys who go, I don't know if I'm ready to lead it, but you could use my workshop on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m.
Facilitate.
Well, great. So get some guys together, and all that it is, it doesn't need to be somebody who leads a Bible study, prepares a word from the Lord. It's a discussion, and it's a way to connect outside of 500 guys. It's a group of, who knows, 5 to 15 guys who are just kind of living life together. You need somebody to be able to call when you're tempted, when you're struggling, when marriage is rough, whatever, or even in the good times and celebrate and get together on 4th of July and that kind of thing.
Now, here we have a megaphone available to us today that we're in the midst of using. Is there anything happening at Man Up that if we have the men listening, and of course you could talk to them tonight. However, maybe an area where you would have liked to have seen growth or you would have liked to have seen something happen by now, but you just haven't had the right personality or person fit into that place in the ministry? Is there any holes that need to be filled?
I would say the main thing is we would just like to see dozens and dozens more men's groups.
Yeah.
Because really, like Taylor was just talking about, Man Up is pretty simple. It only happens 6 times a year, and we do a similar thing on those big 6 gatherings. It's every one of those is slightly different in a number of different ways. but the format is pretty much the same. And the goal is to push guys into community. Getting together with men six times a year is not enough.
Yeah.
We all need regular connection. I'm in groups. Taylor's in a group where we get together with a group of guys, or Taylor and his wife with some co-eds. And it's a really good way to get connected.
Yeah.
All of us, and we're pastors, all of us need connection. We were made for it. And so yeah. I would say if there's any great need, it's start up more men's groups.
Yes, absolutely.
Another thought comes from that, Kevin. In those groups, there's the connection now that, you know, I'm meeting them once a week and we have this really. But these are connections that I've seen from my experience in the past that can turn into lifelong connections. Quite honestly, relationships that sometimes end up being closer than blood relative.
Yeah.
We do all need that. And I think we go through seasons of our lives. I have, where you might be isolated and then you get connected, and then life goes on, things change, and you go through a season where, you know, you're not. Mm-hmm. If you're in that season right now, you know, because how many times at a men's ministry have we said and agreed together that, guys, if you don't have that guy, you need iron to sharpen iron.
Right.
And if you're in that part of your timeline, this is an opportunity. I'm not guaranteeing that you're going to make that kind of a connection, but you won't make it if you're not connecting.
Right. It's like Proverbs says, better is a neighbor close by than a brother far away.
Yeah.
So obviously what we want is that brotherhood, that deep connection. But what Proverbs is saying is actually proximity is even more important. It's good to have that depth, but you can maybe even get to that depth with somebody that you didn't even expect if you just step out a little bit and work on some connection.
When I think on that note, this is what I would say, especially to that guy who, Steve, like you said, is feeling disconnected, is maybe mourning the loss of the connection that he used to have, but isn't really sure how to find new connection.
Yeah.
Like you said, I can't promise that every person is going to find that blood brother, but this is also what I'm going to say to that person is be a man. Man up, be a man, take the risk.
Yeah.
It is, you can always find something better to do than this. But the fact is, if you keep doing that, you're not going to have the chance to make that connection. Yeah. So my encouragement, my exhortation to you is just take the risk. Show up tonight, because no matter what, I know that God wants to meet you here. And I do believe that you're going to find a connection that you, a level of connection with some other dudes who you haven't had before or haven't had in a while.
All right. Taylor Bronis, any connection to the message tonight? You know who might be doing this?
Sure. I mean, it's as most of the messages are at Man Up. It's a call to action.
Yeah.
I believe that a lot of the wording, the way that we talk about masculinity and manhood in our culture, is empty. It's we see warped definitions of what it means to be a man, or to not be a man, or you shouldn't be a man. And that's not the picture in the Bible. And that none of those versions of masculinity are helpful for men to flourish in their identity as men created in the image of God. And I think the Bible presents a much better, a much more sustainable, a much more healthy pattern for us. And I think that we just need to talk about that. And not only that, we need to understand our identity, but this is an identity that we need to pass on, not just to our families, but to our friends, to our coworkers, because there are so many lies and deceptions around the identity of being a man that we need to correct that. And the way we fight that is we pass on the truth.
That's good.
All right. And I want to go back to something we talked about earlier too, as far as guys saying, hey, I see a bunch of dots on the map, but there's nothing near me, that you might create a group. And if you're feeling like, but I'm not equipped to, and like you said, Kevin, you could just facilitate the space. There might be another person who is called to lead, but doesn't have the space. Also on the Man Up website, which, by the way, calvarynm.church/manup, you will see a hyperlink to sign up for the Connect Group Leadership Training that will equip you to do just that.
That's right. Yeah, we every other month we have a leader meeting where we train guys to lead groups. And so those leaders are specifically the guys who lead the small groups connected to Man Up. But then you can springboard from that and start your own Connect group that meets weekly if you want. But you'll have the skills to do it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, as we head into tonight, and actually the Calvary staff, just so you know, listener, we're going to spend time this afternoon praying as a staff over Man Up, the ministry, and what's going to happen in the hub tonight. And we're looking for God to do a great work because we know he will. We know yep. he can. He's completely capable, that is for sure. Would one of you guys here, as the listener hearing about us praying for the ministry, they can join us in that. Would one of you guys pray us out of this?
Yeah, I'd love to. God, we just want to commit tonight to you. Thank you, Lord, for Taylor and the message that you've placed on his heart to share with the men tonight. And Lord, what we believe our heart is your desire to build biblical men that are leaders in the spheres of influence that you've given us. So Lord, I pray that every man that comes tonight would be a better dad, a better friend, a better husband, a better leader, a better coworker, God, a better son. Whatever their role is or roles, I pray that you'd help us to step into that with faith and be the men that you've called us to be. So Lord, just anoint Taylor and bring the men from around the city and let it be a very impactful night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Guys, thanks for coming in. Can we do Thank this you. Again in a couple months?
Absolutely. How about it?
All right, let's do it. And stay with us. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get our Friday financial update from Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates. And right after the break, Genevieve Wood joins us from the Heritage Foundation. That's next on ABQ Connect.